Simon Shilam Bates Sif Hey. Mechabes says someone marries an almana, a woman who's a widow. She was once married before to someone else. So Layovale Bir Rishina, you should not do the Bir Rishina, not on Shabbos and not on Yom Tov. And Mishnah Berurah explains that the halacha about almana, as well as by a grusha, a divorcee who's getting remarried, is that since she was once a ula, except for the Igor Kenyan, Lagabe Mominus, Lagabe that you have the right to Yashna if you pass away, Lagabe getting her Maisa, etc., is the Maisa Bia, not the Chuppah. Although by a Basula, by a girl who's never previously married, the Chuppah is kinda that she becomes the Suah to you for all these dinim, and therefore the Chuppah is what cannot take place on Shabbos. However, by an almana or by a grusha, it's not the chuppah that shafts this kinyan that creates this kinyan that she becomes yours for these financial dinim. Rather, it's the ma'aseh bia, and therefore that cannot take place on Shabbos. And in Eva Ezra Simon Samach Dal, so if, hey, the Mechaber actually explains that even by an almana, it doesn't mean they have to have the ma'aseh bia itself to be kind to her for Yerusha, for ma'aseh dam, these things. Rather, it's a yichud royal bia. That means they're alone together in the private room, behind locked doors, behind closed doors, in a way that no one could enter. That was a situation that could have been bia there. That's good enough. That he's kind to be in the suah for Odinim. And many places are asking to this. And therefore, if they got married in Erev Shabbos, and she was tahara, she was na'anida, and after the chuppah they went to a private room and they were together and no one would enter, that's good enough to have a full-fledged kinyan for Odinim. And now he's allowed to boil her on Shabbos, the Ma'aseh Bia can be on Shabbos, and there's no kinyanim taking place on Shabbos, all took place before Shabbos. As opposed to if she was a nida before Shabbos, therefore they cannot have a proper yichud, or even if she was tahara, but they did not have a proper private yichud before Shabbos, then he cannot do the Bir Rishayna on Shabbos, because that is when he's getting the kinyanim. And therefore, if a chuppah salmana or a grusha is made on Shabbos, if to make sure the chuppah takes place early enough in the day, there's enough time for them to have a proper yichud after the chuppah before Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says the many achrayim read even by besula, you should be careful to have yichud after the chuppah before Shabbos, because some say that our chuppah just the chasam brings the kala under the what we call the chuppah with the four poles on the top. That's not necessarily halachic chuppah, and therefore she's not considered nesuah to him based on that. It's not good enough for nesuah. It's only considered that he had kedushin taking place there, but not nesuah. And therefore the birushai that night, that's when he gets nesuah. That's when he gets the kinyonim. The birushai will be also on Shabbos. So even by a besula, you should make sure that yichud takes place before Shabbos, not just the chuppah. However, the Mishnah Berurah says there's still a difference, even according to these places, to the besula and the almana or grusha, who's a be'ula. Because by a besula, he says, even if we these machmirim, that our chuppah is not good enough to make a full-fledged nesua. However, any level of yichud is good enough. Any level of yichud before Shabbos is good enough. It does not have to be a yichud or a labia. So that means if he takes her into a room that belongs to him, that they made it his, and he takes her into that room before Shabbos, even if she was a nida, and therefore they couldn't have proper yichud, they have to let someone else into the room with them, or even if she was a nida, but it happened to be that people were coming in and out of that room, and therefore it's definitely not yichud or a labia. Still, it's enough level of yichud that should be considered a full-fledged chuppah, and he's kind her a full-fledged kinyan to become a suah for Odinim, for Yerusha, for Maizdaim, and Metzia. As long as that room was a private room that was designated as his, he took her into that room. Even if other people were coming in and out, especially if you need a, the tag can't be Mesiachet properly at that point, still he's kind her. And then, after she becomes Tar, she's Toivo, the Bir Rishayna could take place on Shabbos, no problem kind of kinyan, because the proper kinyan was already done, Mibaydiyayim was already done before Shabbos. So even the Chubbos of a Pesula, you should make sure to do the Chubb early enough, they should have some level of Yichud before Shabbos, but by Be'ula, who's either an Amon or Grusha, is getting remarried, then they have to have a proper Yichud or Levi'ah before Shabbos, and after that, the Ma'aseh Bia could take place on Shabbos. Sivav the Mechaber says that person cannot float in water, something to either bring it closer to him or further away from him on Shabbos, and therefore Ksamim seems to be some sort of a cleansing agent that they kept in the water, and you want to spread it to clean the water, that should stay clear. You cannot spread these cleansing agents in the water on Shabbos. However, Mishnah Berurah says that the reason is Xerish the loss of you might come up to swim on Shabbos if you move around these things in the water on Shabbos, and therefore this Isser, this Xerish, is only by a river, as opposed to in a Kli, or in a pool that has a tall edge that we spoke about in the past, that does not have the gzera of Chavash HaShaitin, he might come to make a floater, and therefore does not have the Isser of swimming in it. So, same would be they allow to float something around in it, assuming that it's worked out. There's no Isser of Vaitzah. Only in a river, or in a pool that does not have a tall edge, and therefore where it splashes out sometimes, where you have the gzera, they might come to make a Chavash HaShaitin, a floater, and therefore you're not allowed to swim there. So, same way you cannot swim there, you also cannot move things or float things around there to make them closer to you or farther away.